Hello, party people, and welcome to the Pre-Librarian Podcast. This is your host, Lauren Diane, and I thank you so very much for tuning in. Today, I would like to talk about video games. I am what I call a light gamer. I don't like the games that feature violence like Grand Theft Auto, Halo, and the like. I'm strictly rated E for everyone, and occasionally rated T for teen. So what is a gamer like me going to play? In this podcast, I am going to list five of my favorite games along with the platforms they are available on. Now, don't judge me too harshly. Remember, I am a light gamer. I'm not the type to run out and buy a $50 video game the day it comes out. Without further ado, here is my list in no particular order. 1. Okay, remember when I said that this list is in no particular order? That is true of every game but this one. My all-time favorite game is Michael Jackson The Experience. It can be played on the Wii, PlayStation 3, and Xbox 360. I have the Wii version, which in my opinion is the best version. So what's to like about the game? Could it be that it has some of the best MJ hits like Billie Jean, Thriller, Bad, Remember the Time, and more? Is it that you get to learn some of Michael's actual choreography from his videos if you didn't know them already? I say it's both. Any self-proclaimed Michael Jackson fan has to have this game. I played the game so much that I have memorized the moves and will bust out dancing if I hear the songs. If you are with me and I randomly say go move, I'm talking about this game. And if you played the game as much as I have, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about when I say go move. 2. Any Mario game except Mario Kart, because I stink at car games. I love the little Italian plumber that is strictly on Nintendo consoles, but I have to say that I really love Super Mario 3D World that's on the out-of-commission Wii U. I love the graphics. I also own Mario Run on the iPhone. It was the most expensive app I've ever bought at $10, but it is Mario. I like the game okay. It's supposed to be played with one hand as the game is auto-running, but I wish there was a way to go backwards. If you miss coins or anything, oh well, start over or wait for the next one. 3. Disney Infinity, which is on Xbox One and 360, PlayStation 3, Wii, and Wii U, and Windows. Disney Infinity is a toys-to-life video game using figurines that sync and interact with the game. The figurines were characters from Disney, Pixar, Marvel Edition 2, and Star Wars in Edition 3. I'm partial to Edition 2 myself. There were two modes to the game, the playset mode, which played like a regular action game, and the toy box mode, where you got a chance to be creative and make your own world. I played in the playset mode since, remember, I'm a light gamer. I don't want to be creative. I just want to play. But my then 7-year-old niece loved the toy box mode. I feel like I missed out though, because the toy box was where you can have all the characters play together. For instance, you can have a car race with Mrs. Incredible, Anna from Frozen, Captain Jack Sparrow from Pirates of the Caribbean, and Mickey Mouse. Unfortunately, Disney decided to stop production of the game and remove access to the toy box. Now what am I going to do with all these figurines? 4. LEGO Dimensions. It can be played on PS3 and 4, PlayStation 3 and 4, Wii U, and Xbox One and 360. Apparently, I didn't learn from Disney Infinity and quickly got caught up in another toy-to-life game. This one is unique though, because in addition to it being an action game, you have to build everything but the characters with Legos to interact with the game. There are also characters from 30 different franchises. Right off the top of my head, I can think of Batman, characters from the Lego Movie, The Simpsons, Ghostbusters, and Scooby-Doo. My niece and I have played a bit of this game, and we both like it. Since we are talking about Lego video games, I'll go ahead and mention that I also like the Lego Movie video game. I love the level in Cloud Cuckoo Land. The scenes are every bit as trippy as in the movie. 5. Professor Layton. Unfortunately, this game is only available on Nintendo DS and 3DS. A coworker let me play this game and I have fallen in love. Many times I have thought of buying a 3DS just to play this game, but I just can't justify the cost. Professor Layton is a puzzle and mystery game, and I love those types of games. It reminds me of a modern day Carmen Sandiego. How's that for a throwback? Okay, party people, I have given you my top 5 favorite games. What are some of yours? Feel free to comment on the Pre-Librarian blog at theprelibrarian.weebly.com. An update might be coming soon. I'm sure I'll be expanding my video game collection soon. Thanks again for listening. Remember, be great.